Lake Charles.
The pages of American history are illumined by the names of doctors who worked unceasingly to overcome disease and to make life happier and more secure for humanity. The makers of Camels are pardonably proud of the standing of this cigarette among doctors. A nationwide survey of doctors' cigarette preferences was recently made. Three leading independent research organizations asked this question of 113,597 doctors, doctors in every field of medicine. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. Yes?
According to a recent nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swings.
We're lighting up and generating some smoke rings from Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. Good evening. Welcome to the show, the Big Band Swings and Trios and Quartets. That's the Benny Goodman Quartet with Lionel Hampton added on this Al Jolson number back from 1937. Lionel Hampton kicks it off. Benny Goodman and the guys fall in to Avalon.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Charlie Christian, and they'll do Charlie Christian with the Benny Goodman Band, Waiting for Benny.
Thank you.
Nice jam there from the Benny Goodman outfit with Charlie Christian on the electric guitar, Waiting for Benny. We're going to have the quartet of Goodman on clarinet, and it's Gene Krupa on drums with Lionel Hampton on vibraphone. They're going to do Ding Dong Danny from Dumas, and this is going to be Teddy Wilson to make up the to round out the quartet, and he'll kick things off on the Big Band Swings and Other Things show. Good evening, I'm Lee Kleinpeter, your host for the Big Band Swings program, coming your way from the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. Another fine evening of Big Band Swing and Sway music with Mary Lou Williams up, Mary Lou Williams and her girl stars, Mary Lou on piano, and Margie Hyams on the vibraharp from 1946. It's a Leonard Feather production of Boogie Mysterioso. Thank you. Dollar Smile with Lionel Hampton and his big band. To Los Angeles in the 1940s for California Medleys, a David Rose-produced radio program. David Rose, music, one of the many music directors out in Hollywood at the time, and he had gotten his hands on getting Art Tatum into his house to record for and to play for parties, and they did a whole series of these little miniature concerts. Let's have a slice of some Art Tatum on the Big Band Swings and Other Things show.
Art Tatum, man with a piano and a talent beyond question, plays I Thought About You. Thank you. contributing his brilliant bit to these next few California Melodies moments is Art Tatum. His hands on the piano bring you Too Marvelous for Words. Here is where the piano's lower register is placed on exhibition by the left hand of Art Tatum, nor does his right hand lag behind. Both hands exchanging confidences, Mr. Tatum plays Stompin' at the Savoy. Coupled with piano playing above par is the name of Art Tatum. The association of piano and Tatum continues pleasant as he plays I'll Never Be the Same. ¶¶
Good evening. Welcome to the Big Band Swings program. I'm Lee Klein. Peter, coming your way on 88.7 broadcast in FM HD radio at 88.7, also on the internet at krvs.org. Was I dreaming, or did we have snow and sleet this past winter season? Oh, no, we did. In fact, we'll have it on the radio now, too, with Claude Thornhill doing Snowfall. The Big Band Swings and Sways show has the Penthouse Serenade, also known as the When We're Alone. It's done by Anita O'Day, and she's backed by Nat Cole Trio.
Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I. When we're alone from all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we'll be in truth when we're alone. For we'll view life's mad pattern as we view all Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living just as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. Life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan, then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive, in view of the Hudson just over the drive, when we're alone.
That's from about the mid-40s with Nat King Cole Trio, Anita O'Day. Miss O'Day is going to hang around from a 41 recording that she did with Little Jazz, Roy Little Jazz Eldridge, and Gene Krupa. Let me off uptown.
What do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. Rib joint, juke joint, hem joint. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball, you can't afford a hole. Oh, you've got to call it, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Helen Ward is with Gene Krupa. They'll do Mutiny in the Parlor. Good evening. I'm Lee Kleinpeter, your host for the Big Band Swings program. Coming its way, coming your way from the lovely Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, built well. Whether we're swaying, whether we're swinging, we're always having a good time here at the Avocado Room. And having a great time last Friday for the Downtown Alive, the kickoff with the UL Jazz and Big Band under the direction of Bill Hockapel. And also his son Chris singing with Joanna Devine and friends. Joanna and Miss Patsy Bienvenue had a good time. Thanks for all that came out, the dancers that came and did the dances, and all the beer trucks and the food guys and girls and hospitality. Had a wonderful time, and it was great to see so many folks out there turn out for the big band sounds of the UL Jazz Band. Hope to do it again one more time, some other time. Right now, let's get back to that music, and let's have some of that big band of the Duke Ellington. This is his signature song from 1941, the arrangement, Take the A-Train. That's what I like about hosting this big band show, is being able to actually set the Wayback Machine to any number of years, any decade, it's remarkable the way this thing works. And we'll go to 52, what do you say? It's a year I don't really remember that well because I was just a little tiny shaver at the time, but we'll go to Seattle. And thanks to recording technology of the time, the real great sound of the Duke Ellington Big Band, and he will introduce.
And now the internationally celebrated alto saxophonist, Willie Smith, plays Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
got it bad. That's not good.
But when the fish are jumping and Friday rolls around, my man and me, we gin some and pray some and send some. He don't love me like I love him, nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good.
Backed by Duke Ellington. Thanks again for joining us for the Big Band Swings program in last week's Downtown Alive with the UL Jazz and Big Band. It was a real blast. It's always been a blast this evening to sit here and spin the platters for you on 88.7 KRVS at the beautiful Avocado Room high atop the well-built hotel. I'm Lee Klein. Peter, was there anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Greetings. I'm Adam Truard.
And I'm Jake Hebert.
Inviting you to join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Your leading provider of auditory theme dreams since 2010.
Beamed straight from the mother station via satellite interconnection.
On 88.7 FM KRVS.
Here in Louisiana, we sweeten our recipes with that refined dark molasses or cane sugar that comes from the sugarcane plant. But in colonial days, it was the maple tree that provided sugar for America. Join me, Chef John Fals, in Matthew Garden, Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Executive Director, as we talk about maple sugaring on Stirring It Up, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.